Automaker Stellantis, through its American Chrysler brands, is entering the electric pickup truck race. Their recently announced offering, the Ram 1500 REV, will line up as a showroom competitor to Ford's F-150 Lightning and Chevrolet's Silverado EV. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of automotive website thedetroitbureau.com. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan the electric Ram could have the longest battery life of any electric truck on the market, with a promised 500 miles between charges.
It's actually making it only the second longest range of any vehicle on the market. The one that does even better is a 520-mile Lucid Air Dream Range Edition, and that is a sleek, relatively light sedan.
So traditionally, when we talk about, you know, new technologies, everyone kind of wants to be to the market first. Obviously, Ford was first to the market with their EV pickup offering, but they seem to offer the smallest battery range. When we're talking about EVs, do you think it's better to be first, or is it that battery range which everyone seems to talk about so much?
We actually have three battery electric pickups on the market right now. The very first out there was the Hummer EV from GMC, followed by the Rivian, and very quickly after that, we had the Ford F-150 Lightning. Now, Stellantis, or if you prefer, the Ram brand, is taking a lot of heat for, you know, not rushing to market with technology. And there are plenty of examples where first movers really do well. Tesla is a great example, the first brand out there with truly long-range EVs. Their argument is it's better to meet all the needs of the potential buyers, even if it means coming to market a little bit later. And the reality is, the EV market is growing and changing rapidly. I don't think it's going to be a problem. If Stellantis delivers everything they claim, I expect that they'll do very well with the Ram 1500 REV.
How committed is Stellantis to EVs in comparison to Ford and General Motors? And could maybe that Belvedere plant in Illinois maybe be a potential location where Stellantis could perhaps build its EV pickup?
A lot of people suspect that Stellantis is holding out with that Belvedere plant, waiting for the contract talks with the UAW later this year, and would eventually turn that into an EV plant. But we have no way to determine that for sure. That said, I think that Stellantis is going to do reasonably well. They have a number of really interesting EVs coming, including the replacement of all things for the Charger and Challenger muscle cars. If Stellantis can really come up with some great products, I think being a little bit late to market may not be a problem.
Are they going to be able to catch up with Ford and GM coming to the party this late, even when we talk about things like, you know, the investment to develop the technology? Are they going to be able to be on the same playing field, or might they be a step behind?
Initially, they're going to be a step behind, no question, because they're just not out there with the product. That said, everybody's trying to catch up with Tesla. What's interesting about what's happening with EVs right now is how fast the market is growing and how fast market share is shifting. So it was barely 1% of the U.S. market in 2019. EVs accounted for 5% last year, 7.5% during January 2023, and 8.5% in February. So there's definitely a lot of growth happening, even though probably 50%+ of people are saying they don't want to get into an EV. I'll believe that in 5 years, because reality is the numbers of people interested in electric vehicles continues to rise, and rapidly, often with people who never thought they'd like the vehicles.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of automotive website thedetroitbureau.com. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan. Eisenstein says Stellantis has also begun work on a second, yet-to-be-named electric pickup.